track three. And our first news story today is We Will Remember Them. Communities across Teignbridge came together in solidarity as the district marked this year's Remembrance Sunday and Armistice Day. Towns and villages alike gathered at their respective war memorials on November the 9th to remember the fallen of the First World War and in every conflict thereafter. In Newton Abbot, the Devonport Royal Naval Volunteer Band led a parade of standard bearers, marching detachments, dignitaries, current and former service personnel through the town. The parade joined a crowd of several hundred waiting at the clock at the town's war memorial for a service and a 2-minute silence. Newton Abbot's service was live streamed, allowing those who could not physically make it to join into the service. From the placing of a single poignant poppy cross at a small village memorial to parades through towns large and small, the residents of Teignbridge turned out on both Remembrance Sunday and Armistice Day to honour those who have fallen in conflict since the First World War. In Ashburton, residents gathered at the town's war memorial for a wreath-laying ceremony before parading for a service at the church. Both Bovey Tracy and Chudley had church services before marching to their respective war memorials for the 2-minute silence and the placing of poppy wreaths. A parade headed through Kingstainton to a service at the parish church, after which wreaths were laid at the war memorial, while in Teignmouth and Dawlish the towns fell silent as the last post sounded and the 2-minute silence was observed.
Devon's blueprint for local reorganisation. Communities are at the heart of Devon County Council's business case for the future of local government in the county. It's proposing that Devon County Council and the existing 8 district councils are replaced with a single unitary authority, whilst retaining the existing authorities of Plymouth Council and Torbay Council. Councillors will have the opportunity to examine the plans at the full council meeting on Friday the 14th of November, ahead of the document being presented to the County Council's Cabinet on Tuesday the 18th of November. The proposal for a Devon Unitary Council serving around 840,000 residents has been chosen following an extensive engagement with residents, partners and stakeholders, as well as a detailed options appraisal. Financial modelling shows this is the most cost-effective and financially sustainable option, with the lowest implementation costs of £33.6 million and the shortest payback period of 2 years, whilst delivering the highest recurring annual benefit of £28.6 million. To ensure communities have a stronger voice in shaping priorities, 16 neighbourhood area committees would be created, aligned with health, care and local economy geographies. They would bring together councillors, parish representatives, the voluntary and community sector, businesses and public service partners with devolved budgets and a dedicated support team to provide the foundation for local democracy and decision making. Establishing the neighbourhood area committees would not remove any assets or powers from local town and parish councils. A Devon Unitary Council would provide continuity in critical services such as children safeguarding and in adult social care, avoiding the disruption and risks that would be caused by breaking them up under separate unitary authorities. Devon's proposals, subject to approval, need to be submitted to government by Friday the 28th of November. Government will then look at all of the proposals it's received from the authorities in Devon and will decide which proposals will go to statutory stakeholders for consultation during the first half of 2026. It is expected to make a final decision next summer.
MIU's closure fears. Health bosses have denied it plans to close the minor injuries unit at Dawlish Community Hospital until March. However, Torbay and South Devon Healthcare Trust admitted staffing problems have forced the unit to shut temporarily at short notice. The comments come after County Councillor Rosie Dawson claimed the unit will be closed until March next year, with no public consultation or announcement. She believes the unit, which eventually reopened in April last year, after being shut for 4 years, was set up to fail. The possibility of the unit closing has been described by residents as outrageous and insane. NHS Devon is currently reviewing all MIUs across the county, but the Trust says no decisions have been made. In recent weeks, there have been numerous days when the unit has had to shut, and in 1 week it was only open for a day. The Trust also says there has been low attendance, but supporters argue this is due to persistent closures and uncertainty over the unit's availability. When it reopened last April, it was popular with patients with minor illnesses and injuries. In the first 5 months after it reopened, staff treated 1,300 patients. Councillor Dawson said, "It's one thing coming up with a new model of health service delivery, but leaving this community again with no service is not right. This is short-sighted, weighted against people with lower incomes, and does not reflect the needs of the community." Jeff King, chairman of the Friends of Dawlish Hospital, which campaigned to get the unit reopened, said the very point that people will not use the MIU if it cannot give a reliable service has been fundamental to my arguments for the last 10 years. It was also claimed that the Trust's website was unhelpful by advertising the MIU was closed until further notice. And on Tuesday, there was a notice outside announcing it was closed. Mr. King added, a few weeks ago, despite information the unit was closed, when he rang for an appointment, he was seen almost immediately. A Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust spokesperson said, "We've experienced low attendance rates and ongoing staffing challenges to provide a safe and consistent service. Our attempts to recruit and use agency staff have been unsuccessful, resulting in us making difficult decisions to temporarily close the MIU at short notice at various times, and then moving staff to our urgent treatment centre in Newton Abbott when required. We recognise the disruption this has caused, but ensuring safe staffing levels is our priority. No decision has been made about any service, including Dawlish, and we encourage people to continue to use our MIUs and UTC and to contact their GP in the first instance for routine health advice."